Right, come to the table, I'll do a few things, then we'll have some lunch. Okay. Well, Pingu is something you can watch without the sound, because it's only made flubber, lubber, lubber, lubber noises. Or is that the flower pot then?
No, that means hello, bye-bye.
Oh, it does, that's right, with a wave, and it means hello, bye-bye, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, tell you what, I think we better...
It's a good programme.
It's a good programme. I think we better pick some of these...
You can just see what they're doing.
Let's pick some of these things up, Tom.
Oh, that's cool. I wish I could do that.
What's that?
Bounce on the bell again.
We've got the television on, haven't we? We've got Pingu. Mm. And what did Pingu just... Was it Pingu or was it another one?
All of them.
All of them. What did he just do?
Jump on the bed and jump off. That'd be cool.
Jump on the bed and jump off? Well, that would be. You can jump on and jump off, but it wouldn't be quite as smooth as that. There'd be a big bang. You'd probably fall off and hurt yourself, wouldn't you? This is broken, Thomas. This is a Mikado man. Did you know?
No.
And how's
that? Serves the robber right.
It's the little robber, isn't it? Serves the robber right. Yes, you see, he's jumped off something. It wasn't quite as smooth as Pingu's jump.
No.
And it's broken.
Look at him.
Oh, what's happened now?
Pancake fell on his head.
A pancake fell on his head. This is Pingu we're talking about, not the robber that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm just going to move these bits and pieces to me. Okay. Is there anything there that needs tidying away?
No.
No? What is that?
Look at that mess. Mum would love to clear that mess.
Mummy wouldn't love to clear that mess. I'm not very happy about having to clear this mess. But it's easier to clear it than have it trampled and broken and you being upset and Daddy being cross at everything just being left on the floor, isn't it? Now we're going to do something together at the table.
Look at that mess!
Oh dear, why is Pingu made such a mess? You don't know. Now I've turned the sound down and I said that you can't really tell what Pingu's saying, but can you actually tell what you've said?
Yes.
Or is it just sounds and you have to look at the pictures and work out what he's meaning?
They're in the bath now.
Oh yes, well we can tell they're in the bath because you can see the tap dripping. And the little penguin's in the bath, but what I mean is by the sound, can you actually tell what they're saying? Or do you just have to guess from the pictures you can see? Yes. Just guess.
Uh-oh!
Oh, they're clapping. Why do you think they're clapping?
No.
You don't know.
Look, Mum.
Oh, dear. Is it suds all over the floor?
Yeah.
And what's the little penguin doing?
Cleaning.
Cleaning?
Yeah.
Cleaning up. I like the way they glide around. There would be any effort involved, there is. Sliding. Well, I don't suppose penguins do slide on the ice like that, don't they?
Mm.
Is that what it's meant to be? Thomas?
Yeah.
Penguins just sliding and gliding along?
Yeah.
I like the little birds, don't you? Look like they've got nice knitted covers on.
Look what they're doing.
Will you tell me what they're doing? Because we've no sound on, we just pictures. You tell me what you think they're doing with the pictures.
They're very solid.
Why are they very solid? They're making the mess in the bathroom with all the soap suds.
Yeah.
Mm. That's the end of Pingu. It's only a very short program, isn't it? That's one for very good.
Know what's on next.
Well, Story Maker is next, but we need to do a few things to help.
The Story
Maker
is what's on.
I don't know, but we can watch it a bit later.
Nah.
No, while we've got the house. What's
panty.
Pardon?
Okay.
What's that?
Show.
Pardon?
Shiny show.
Shiny show? Right, come on, when the house is quiet, we need to do something to Thomas.
Well, when the house is quiet, I want my breakfast.
Your breakfast? It's nearly lunchtime.
Lunch.
Well, we need to do some things before we can have lunch.
What shall I do?
Well, we can come to the table and have a look at these things here. And then you can tell me what you want for lunch, Thomas. Come on, please. Well, no, let's look at this. We've not looked at this before. This was a Christmas present.
But I don't want to look at it.
Come on, Ida, I want to know what you could put into this barrel here.
What one? What barrel you can put on?
Oh,
where's the barrel?
Oh, yeah. You can pull your chair up next to me.
Where's the barrel?
No, barrier. Not barrel, barrier. Right, it says, here's a fun and easy way to learn how to spell and to recognise letters. Right, instruction number bag, isn't it?
No, we're pointing at your face.
That's right, your face the same way as me. Right, it says, number one, select a card. Now, these are the cards, aren't they?
Yeah. Take the card out.
So take a card out, insert the card in the plastic holder. That's right. You have to be a bit gentle with that because I think it might break. So I think it slots there, look. That holds it nice and secure, doesn't it? Well, that's good. There we are. You can slot it by just pushing it down from the top.
Oh yeah, but then you can put everything inside.
And then it says, find the letters that spell out the illustrated word. No. Insert the letters in place on the card. Now, I'm presuming we can just pull this out. This is a little tray containing all the letters. That must be a magnet through there, to grip it all. Now, what's the... Oh, this is quite funny having just watched Pingu. What can we see? What's the picture of?
A bath.
Somebody in the bath, and he's got... Oh, I thought it was rubber ducks, and it's his little toes peeping out. Mm. And actually, it's not a he, it's a her. She's got a ribbon in her hair. And what's that a picture of at the bottom of the page?
Yeah.
Suds and a bar of... No, I'm wrong.
Oh, they're plastic.
They're actually rubber, aren't they, these? I thought they were magnetic, but they're not. They're rubber. So, what you have to do now is find the letters that spell out these words.
And it's squished and squash.
Yes, you can squish and squash. And that word is bath, and that word is soap. So we have to find out... They're all capital.
Look for soap.
Yes, look for soap. That's it. Now the thing is that you really are learning letters that are what we call lowercase letters. And these all seem to be uppercase.
Oh.
So we might have a few problems, but yes, the ones you've found so far, that S and that O, are exactly the same whether the big letters are little. What are you looking for now? What's that one?
A.
A for Annie.
Apple.
Annie apple. And what's the last letter of soap?
Because I'm concentrating.
You're concentrating? It's lovely to see you concentrating.
Concentrating.
Would it be better if we put the letters back in here? Or do you want them on a separate tray?
Just on here.
Right, be careful where it
falls.
Or shall we spread them out there? How about on this mat here? On that mat, because then they'll stand out because the mat is plain mat.
Found it.
What is it you found?
Hey.
What letter is that, Thomas? Huh. And that completes the word?
Soap.
Soap, you clever boy, you spelled the word soap. Isn't that good? Now, what colour letters have we got? Green, blue and two reds. And what's the top word? And so far you're just finding letters and slotting them into the correct holes. But what word are you actually spelling?
The
A. No, that's not a... It is bath, you're right. That's not an A, that is a the.
No.
Can you find another A?
A.
You've already used
Anna.
Yeah, you've already
used... I'm not doing it in the same order.
No, it's all right, but I'm just saying, you've already used Anna in the word Annie Apple. And A was coloured red, so I would imagine all the A's are red. So look for a red letter and see if you can find an A. Because that was a pink letter and that one's a V.
That's a stupid idea. No need to transfer them in all over again.
It's not a stupid idea, it's a very good idea. It's helping you to learn to spell. You're looking at pictures and then working out what the word is and spelling the word. And it's almost like doing a puzzle, slotting the correct letters into the stone slot.
I don't know what a her is. Yeah.
Well, if you just go back, you have to sit down properly, Thomas. You've been doing this for 2 seconds.
It's so boring.
Thomas, it might be boring, but this is how you learn. It's not boring. You need to concentrate. No, don't get upset. There's no point getting upset, but you have to concentrate. This is how we learn things, and this is how we achieve anything, by trying. You know, if at first you don't succeed, try and try and try again until you get it right. Now we're looking for... Thomas, it doesn't matter how much you cry, you're not giving up so soon. I've seen the her. Now, this is the her.
I've seen it first.
Well, it doesn't matter who's seen it first. We found the her, so we can complete the word now, can't we? Yes?
I don't want to...
There we are. Bath and soap. Now, that was easy, wasn't it? Why don't we put all the letters now into the right, into colours? We put all the pink letters in one place, all the yellow in another. Come on, why don't you use a little dumper truck or something to deliver all the pink letters here, all the yellow letters there?
Okay.
Yes? A little dumper truck or something like that. But please don't cry, Thomas. Don't cry the minute you don't succeed with something. Thomas.
Where are you? How to save you? Where are you?
That's good. Right, Daddy's got that. Daddy's just put... Thomas, you'll have to put that container back, please. Right. And then just push the sofa back, please. That's right. Now, this is what you can do. You can use a dumper truck to make piles. All pink letters, all the red letters, the green letters and the yellow letters. You can put them into piles. And don't forget that you've used some of these letters in these two words, bath and soap, that you've made. So you'll have to get those. And then it might be easier to see what you've got. Because one or two like the Annie Apple, that A, the A. We've got a few A's.
And it's that pink over
there. That's right. I don't want it to be boring. This is a fun way of learning your letters. Don't get upset.
I don't think it is fun.
Well, no, but you don't find anything doing letters fun, but we have to do it because it's necessary to do it. Right, Daddy's coming home now. Daddy's coming home laden with some shopping bags and a newspaper. Very quick, Daddy.
No.
Shall I sort the pink?
I've got them in the pile,
eh? Well, we'll put the pinks in a pile. Shall I sort it out so we have all these letters like this?
Green, green, green. Green, green, green. I deliver them to you.
Thomas is nearly ready for lunch, Daddy.
Well, just that along with the £5 note.
Thank you. I'll pop the green now and we'll sort those into piles.
Bye. Mum, I put the letters where I want to.
That's right.
It could easily break.
It could, I think it's fallen off the top shelf.
Oh yeah, but how could it come underneath the table?
Because when I turned the microphone on a few minutes ago, I must have caught it and it fell off the shelf and then it's bounced under there. Do you know what it is?
Nope.
It's actually something that Auntie Jack had. And when she died, Nana and Grandad were sorting out her things. And they thought you might like it because it's...
wood.
Well, it's a duck. And it's actually got a hole in it, hasn't it, through there?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a napkin ring. You know napkins when you're eating, serviettes?
Yeah.
And you can roll them up, put them through there. There's two of them. So two people can have a napkin with their lunch. But it looks like you've touched it before because it's actually got chocolate on it, which we'll have to wipe off.
Where's the chocolate?
And you're not eating it, it's there. No, don't, Thomas, don't. You must have been there a long time. Would you like to just pop it on the worktop, please, and we'll wash it?
Quack! One duck away.
Don't sit on the first.
You're waiting for the 2 easy access.
The number 42 easy access?
What? Looking for a 4.
No, there won't be a 4, Thomas, not at that side. Because?
Yeah? There will be.
No, there won't be, darling. No, there won't, not on that side. Do you know why?
No.
It's the days of the month. That's a calendar that you turn every day to show the date.
Oh, I think it.
Some months. That's just 24.
So, 2 and 4.
Yeah, it's 24. You read from that side to that side. Days of the month. Some months have 30 days. Some months have 31 days. And February has either 28 or 29, which is a bit confusing.
Yeah.
And so, every day.
No, you need to put it back to 2.
Don't just show you this while we're talking about it. This is
that's one day of the week.
It is one day of the week. Let's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 1, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, then you get to 10. And you get to 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. And then you go right through again until you get to 30. And then some months have 31 days, like July and August have 31 days. And that's it. After 31 days, you just go straight to another month and start again at day number 1.
Oh.
And that's why the calendar doesn't go beyond 30 something. So if you're using it for bus numbers, we can never be a number 42. We can be a number 24.
Mum.
And when we get to
the
you're
looking to the I move it to when the bus has been through.
Yes.
I turn another number.
Okay.
And you're waiting for the 42.
Am I right? I'll tell you which bus goes to the Trafford Centre, Thomas, so number 23.
Oh?
If you'd like to put clock up number 23, that's the proper bus.
42
number. 42 is a number, yes. That's the bus we get to Lisbon to Stockport, but on the calendar we can't make it go to 42 because it doesn't work. And I get the 50 bus to work.
You're waiting.
Sometimes.
You just said 4, 4, 2.
Right. But I can't do a 50 bus on this because there aren't 50 days in a month. And the other, what's the other bus we get that we saw today? The one that goes to the hospital.
Oh, you want to do this? You're talking. You waited for a bus. You can come and then you might not see and then you'll be missed to be one at night time. There's another bus that comes, number 42, comes at night time.
Does it?
You miss this one. You'll wait there till night time.
I won't. I'll walk home and get the taxi. What about the 171?
Not the 171. I've not got three number pads.
No, no, you haven't. You're right. You can do the number 17, can't you? Oh.
Oh, no. I didn't keep falling off.
It was a flower petal, wasn't it, that fell off?
I did keep falling off.
Oh, there's the dying there. It's like leaves on the trees are talking. When they die, they start dropping down.
You're waiting, Kel. Are you on?
Yes. I don't actually know where your bus is going to, though.
Stratford Centre.
Is it? So you're the number 23?
That's 20. Where's 20?
This side.
This side?
Yes.
Tell me where to stop it.
Well, you'll know. That's it. You've just passed it.
Yeah.
2 and a 3 is 23. Isn't it?
See, number 23.
Uh-huh.
Oi! Hey, I think Daddy!
Is Daddy treading on you?
No, you won't. Not much to play with.
Pardon?
Not so much to play with.
Well, you wanted to play, I wanted to carry on doing the letters.
I want to play something else.
So what do you want to get out?
You put that back.
Yes, I will. What do you want to get out now?
I want to get out the
garage. The garage? Why don't we do a little bit more now with the letters?
No!
Can we go back to playing something else?
No! No, we cannot.
Why?
I don't want to.
No, don't play with the necklace, Thomas, please.
Please, can we play now?
Oh yes, but I'm waiting for you to get some things out.
I'm waiting for you to get the garage out.
You can reach it.
No, I can't get it out. Oh, what the toys are for. I get in the cars.
No, it has to be heavy, be careful.
Got it?
It could be a heavy tub, be careful.
How did the duck fall down?
The duck, because when I put the microphone up, I must have just caught it and it fell off. Can you see the other duck peeping over the edge of the shelf? Can you see its beak?
Oh, no. I can only see a hen's beak.
A hen's beak? Well, it's the same thing. It's a duck. But right behind the microphone, you can see something hanging off the edge of the shelf.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
And I think I put them up there actually. Mum and Grandad gave them to you.
Yeah.
You were really quite young and you wanted to touch them and you had sticky fingers and you wanted to lick them and things, and we discovered that the black paint was coming off. So I thought the best thing was to put them up there because you used to sit in your high chair around here.
So I didn't go up there.
No, but you were in your high chair and you used to look at them.
And say, get that down, please.
No, you didn't, because you couldn't talk in those days.
I was trying to.
Probably, yes. I think you probably used to say, duck, duck, duck. No, don't go touch the wires,
Dad. Choose the car. I think I'll get a little jump. Please.
Oh, my goodness.
Up comes a mum.
right, tell us.
If you feel this one with your thumb, neat the sides.
Yes.
You would like a crab trying to get you.
It feels like what?
A crab trying to get you.
A crab?
Mm.
Guess what?
What?
It's raining again.
What?
Just started to rain again, Daddy.
Rainbow, rainbow.
No, there won't be a rainbow because there's no sun out there.
Just there is.
Well, there is actually at the front, you're right. There's nothing at the back, it's very dull. Let's have a look.
Have you seen the back? It's so light.
No, there's no rainbow out there. It's just a shower. Only a couple of spots of rain. Thomas, get it out of your mouth.
I'll smack you. Smack
me. I didn't smack you, but you're just putting so many things in your mouth.
That's why I'm a baby.
You're not a baby. You were a baby when you were talking about that duck. When you just said duck. You're a big boy now.
You choose the car, not a lorry.
Okay, well, which one would you like me to have?
Choose any.
Can I not be that bus?
Of course you cannot.
I can't be that because that's a lorry, that's a lorry. That's a room over.
Of course not, van.
Or that. What about that one?
No, okay. You can have this.
Can I not have that one then?
Sometimes you try this one.
Right, okay. Well, this one, do you think this is a sort of police car? Some description, because it's got flashing lights on the top, but the flashing lights are red, aren't they? What does it say on the bottom?
Well,
it says it's a Ford.
No, you need to click. Was that a beep? The beep must mean the lift was coming up.
Oh, right, it's Daddy on his computer, isn't it?
You need to talk, say, you need to say, can we have the assistance, please?
Okay, can we have assistance, please?
Mm-hmm.
Don't force it down.
What do you want?
Could I ride onto the lift, please? Mm-hmm. I'd like to get up right to the top of the car park, please.
Beep, coming up, sir. Coming up, mate. If it comes back up, back up, back up, going up, back up, back up, going up.
Your best lift voice, man. Voice. Lift. Man. What? Well, lift man's voice. I'll get it right in a minute.
This man.
Lift man's voice.
Lift man. What do we call lift man?
Lift man.
Lift man.
Lift man. Lift man.
Lift man.
Mr. Lift man.
Yeah.
Well, this makes a funny noise, doesn't it? You wouldn't let me be the boss.
I don't.
You wouldn't let me be the boss.
No. Too big.
It's too big. Do you know the number of that bus is?
Yeah, 42.
It says 28 on that one. I think it's a London bus, actually, Thomas, don't you? What's... Thomas! Don't be silly. That's naughty. You never do that to anybody.
Why?
Well, why do you think? You don't put a pen on somebody's neck. It hurts. I don't want drawing on the back of my neck.
Hello?
I don't want drawing on the back of my neck. Don't be silly.
That was quick.
It's quick, wasn't it? Now what do you do?
I can just drive along.
Oh. Can I go up in that one now, please? The purple one.
Oh, what's it? Kind of block. Just put in the left one to any floor, then you drive to the floor you won't stop to.
Pardon?
And I go to any floor, then you drive to inside to it.
Right, okay, so you drop me wherever you like, is that what you mean? Mm. And then I have to go up on the ramps?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, do I get out now?
Yeah. And then I go up.
Do I have to make my own way up now? I don't think I can do it, Thomas, because we haven't got those little red barriers, have we?
You could go like this.
Would I have to go up the ramp?
I want you to go through this. Look up to here.
Yes.
And then you could stop here if there was a car coming.
Yes.
You could drive up here.
Very good. I still managed to get to the top. Very good. I think I need some petrol in my car actually before I leave the car park. Is there a service station near, right?
Oh, just get it out.
Ooh. Tom, mind the equipment, please.
Here it is.
Right, okay.
Oil this one, petrol this one.
Right, which one do you think I need for this car?
Petrol.
Petrol. This one?
That's the diesel. This is petrol.
All right, I need petrol, please. Could I have assistance, please? Could you put it in for me?
Yes. 7-2, can you come?
Pardon?
7-2, can you come?
7-2? Who's 7-2?
72.
72. Thank you. Right, who do I pay?
The servant.
The servant? The assistant?
Yep. It's right at the bottom, right at the top of there.
All right, so really, if I didn't want to pay, I could just drive off. I can't bother to go all the way up there. I'm going to just drive off without paying.
No.
Oh dear, is that what happens?
Mm.
A big heavy petrol tank comes down from above and lands on my car.
Yeah.
That would stop me getting away, wouldn't it?
You just pretend you need to say follow this sign. Just pretend.
Okay. Right.
There's the car.
Right, can I go on the left, please?
Yep. Oi!
Oh, I forgot you're the lift attendant, aren't you? Oh gosh, you're very slow. You not had your Weetabix this morning?
Way to go fast.
Well, not too fast because I think it might be dangerous going up in the lift very quickly. But you may, but you still got an appointment at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Well, that's better. Thank you. Now, I think before I go for my appointment.
Wow!
Back to say, I think we need to go through the car wash, but I think we have to go and be repaired now on the service ramp, don't we?
Yeah. Would like a gentle. I think you need a gentle lift and a lift.
I think so, because I don't think I can work anymore after that fall.
Back. Is it nearly 7 o'clock?
Nearly 7 o'clock, why?
Because I'm going slow.
Oh, are you?
Is it nearly 7 o'clock?
Well, it is, and I had an appointment at 10 o'clock. I missed it.
How?
Well, because my appointment was 10 o'clock in the morning. It's now 7 o'clock at night because just when I was setting off my appointment I fell off the car park roof. And it's taken ages to get sorted out.
Lift in 9, can you come down?
What did you say then?
You're not coming.
No, well, I didn't hear what you said.
But I do.
What did you say? Lift or attendant?
Lift attendant.
Oh, lift attendant 9?
Mm.
Right. Do you not think I need a service engineer, though, if my car's broke?
No.
Do you not think I need a service engineer if the car's broke?
No.
A mechanic?
No.
But it's not going to get mended just sitting on a ramp, is it?
Yes, it is.
Is it? How does that work?
It's mended.
It's mended? You mean just as quick as that? I've waited around all day, and all it needed was a couple of minutes on that service ramp.
Mm.
Oh, you should tell me. Anyway, do you think now it's working we should go through the car wash?
Beep.
Does that car go through with the roller, so yes? Oh, right, I'm off. Well, that was a nice day at the garage.
It's 9 o'clock now. Oh, it's 10 o'clock now.
10 o'clock at night? Mm.
What's your appointment
then? My appointment was at 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, well, it's 10 o'clock in the morning the following day now. Completely missed the appointment. It was yesterday at 10 o'clock.
But now it's 10 o'clock. Yes.
I know, but it's not 10 o'clock the same day, is it?
Oh, it's 10 o'clock now.
I know, but it's on the wrong day. Because it was 10 o'clock when I wanted to go to the appointment and then I fell off the roof and it was 7 o'clock at night when you mended me.
Do you like my service station?
I do. But I didn't like it when I tried to get away without paying. Because the petrol pump fell on my head. That was a bit strange.
Yeah, I did it.
But I suppose I shouldn't really try to get away without paying, should I?
No. Or it'd be like this.
I've come to
Flatter's Play-Doh.
Flatter's Play-Doh.
That reminds me, I want to play with Play-Doh one day.
Do you? We can play with Play-Doh one day.
Play with it now?
No.
Mom, choose a car lorry.
A car lorry? Well, I was going to call this little camper van thing.
Yeah, that thing broke.
How about this one? This sort of Jeep thing.
Yes.
Well, that's a nice bright yellow Jeep, isn't it?
No, yeah, get up. Get up on there.
What do you mean, get up?
Don't lift.
Tom, don't lean on that equipment, please.
Did you not know you drive up here?
Well, I can't get all the way to the top, can I? Well, can I?
I will push you up. Let go.
Not very good. That was quicker than the lift, actually, wasn't it?
Hello.
Hello.
Woo! Ow! My body!
Fall on your body.
Ooh! Rabbit!
Oh, that's lucky. Like she's a jiggy bang bang, it's the car that flies. Oh dear, why the barriers started falling off the car park roof? Oh, that's very dangerous. Is it a very windy day?
Yep.
I'm just wondering why all the barriers are falling down.
It is windy.
Oh no, it wouldn't blow the garage over, Thomas.
Well, it is not windy.
I don't think so.
Just pretend.
Okay. It's very dangerous though, because if there are people outside, they could have been hit on the head by those barriers.
Bonk.
Couldn't they?
And then just say it, and the petrol fell on the car. Woo!
Be careful banging that down, Thomas. It's not meant to be used like that, is it?
Look, Mum. It can go like this now.
That's right, everything's on its side, isn't it?
Well, it's not working.
No, well, it's not meant to be that way, is it?
Yes, it is.
You can probably wind it back up.
Yeah.
Does that work well?
Yeah, it's squashing the material up.
Is it? Hasn't it? All the people in the roof will fall out, I think, wouldn't they? If it was on its side.
Cause no, it'll hang on to it.
You think so? You'd be a bit frightened, though, wouldn't you?
If it were like this. It's closing now.
Right.
I want to play something else.
You can't settle to anything today, can you?
I want to do something else.
You have to do something else now, Daddy.
I play with Play-Doh.
Not Play-Doh now, because it's nearly tea time.
Well, why don't we put these toys away and then have a break?
Yeah.
And then see after tea about Play-Doh.
Yes.
Right.
Come on.
Come on. Well, no, you help get these cars away. You want to move these things out?
I'll hook them down away. Your old muddy boots, because this is the farm.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, muddy boots, right, okay. Daddy's watching the weakest ink, isn't it? You want the weakest ink? Goodbye.
Would you remember that card?
I do, yes. I do, actually, yes. That
usually always
does. It was a leaving card, wasn't it?
Can I have a rabbit?
Pardon?
Can I have a rabbit too?
Oh, the rabbit, it said a rabbit, yes. It says leaving card, and when you opened it, it said, well, we can link, goodbye.
You're the weakest one.
Well, if you didn't open it fully, it said, you are the weakest. I'm sorry, we promised you could play with some Play-Doh after tea, Thomas, but what happened?
Sorry, but I think it's up there.
It's despairing. It's in those drawers that have collapsed.
I nearly touched that.
Did you?
Right. Have you seen the forklift?
Forklift truck, yes. So we'll play with Play-Doh over the day.
Mum, definitely don't touch that because it's hard.
I won't. They're a trousers pair, but I'm warning now, it's very hard. It's not particularly ripe yet. It's too hard. It's nice and crunchy, isn't it? I might have a piece of you. No, don't get some Purdy's back. So, yes, the Play-Doh's in a drawer, Thomas, and the trouble is the drawers have collapsed. And to get to one drawer, I have to empty the entire thing. I just haven't got time. But we'll do Play-Doh another day, shall we? Mm. Do you like that?
When you're clearing out things.
Pardon?
When you're clearing out things.
Oh, yes, yes, I'm clearing out things. Do they taste nice, these pears?
Mm.
Just a little bit hard, aren't they?
They're so juicy.
Are they juicy? I'm going to have a piece actually, if that's alright.
Yeah.
Can I share it with you?
Yeah.
Mmm. Jolly hard but nice, isn't it?
Taste them a bit.
Mmm. I have. Nice. We've only just bought them today, haven't we?
Mmm.
And they could do really with some in the kitchen, I think, for a couple of days to get really ripe. So, I've forgotten what you tell me these piles of things are on the floor.
They're coffee machines.
Coffee machines?
This is chocolate and sugar for coffee.
Chocolate and sugar for coffee? Mmm.
Well, that's more things that I can't say.
Some more things that you can't say?
Would you like to see the biggest machine in here?
Yeah. When it's things that you can't say, is it because you can't pronounce it or can't remember the name?
Look, here's the biggest machine.
Oh, I thought you meant perhaps you couldn't tell me because it's top secret.
It's not a top secret.
It's just you can't remember the name?
Well, it is top secret.
Is it?
Are you called Jean?
I am.
Good starting. Tell you the secret.
Yes, please.
The big machine
is
called Big Jean.
The machine's called Big Jean?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, where am I exactly? I know you said there are things like coffee and sugar to make coffee. What do you mean? You're more like a cafe where we can make coffee and sugar? Or you're a warehouse where you've got stacks of coffee and sugar? Or are you at a plantation where you grow coffee beans and sugar cane and then process it to make into coffee and sugar?
Mostly I'm making coffee.
What do you mean making it? Making it as in to drink, or you're turning coffee beans into instant powder or something?
Instant powder.
Oh. So you grow all the coffee beans?
Mm. I do.
Hmm. I think we'd better talk a bit more rather than just eat, don't you?
La la la.
I know it's silly. Don't Tom, sit up, because the pear's hard to start with. If you mess him out when you swallow it, you might choke. Will you talk me through what you're doing there?
Well, did you want to see all your things?
Yes, please.
What happened? What? It's just work. It's just the time. It's just morning for us.
Is it?
It's very dark out there, isn't it?
It is very dark, yeah.
But it's night time.
Oh, is it only morning for you?
It's night out there.
Mm. But it's more than here. So what do you do in the morning?
Usually just sit and watch telly till it's night time.
You usually sit and watch telly till it's night time? Mm. I thought you were making coffee and tea.
You're at bedtime.
You're at bedtime?
Hmm.
What do you do?
I want that one.
What do you say? What do you do?
I just checked it's got red on the air.
Yes, it's got red. The skin is green and red, isn't it?
Hmm.
Actually, I'm drinking my cup of tea, so I'll get that. I don't quite...
You're at cup of tea?
Yes. Oh, Thomas, just look at the squirrels. The squirrel on the nuts.
Yeah.
Can you see the nuts hanging up there?
Yeah.
Can you see the squirrel?
Like all bushes.
Yeah. The bushy tail. It's a squirrel trying to get to the nuts that have been put out by Brian for pigeons, or... Well, I don't think he puts them out for the pigeons, he puts them out for the birds, and it's usually... Don't! It's the pigeons that get them.
Yeah.
And a squirrel's come along.
I see it.
Look, and he's obviously dangling upside down from the tree, isn't he? I wonder what it was at first. But his head down, he's clinging hold of his paws, and he's nibbling away. But he's upside down, isn't he? That's like you lying in Purdy's basket a minute ago eating your apple. He's lying upside down eating. What a silly
thing. Well, I was not hanging from the roof.
Oh no, you weren't hanging from the roof. No, you weren't eating nuts, are you, were you?
No, I'm not.
He's looking around, you see, to see if anybody's watching. He thinks, this is great, nobody's disturbing me. I think, it's all the nuts I want. That's this squirrel for a long time around here.
Hello? I'm a squirrel boss.
I don't think he can see us.
No,
he looks quite dark, doesn't he? I don't know if he's been rained on. But he looks really very dark.
He doesn't know. He's been watched.
He doesn't know. The thing is, I wouldn't imagine many things would go after a squirrel. I think the fox would. Do you remember once before we had a squirrel? I don't think you would remember, but... When you were very young, we had a little squirrel and we had some tubs out here.
Mm.
And the squirrel was collecting all sorts of nuts and things and burying them in our tubs. And then the fox was around and we never saw the squirrel again, ever. He was only a young one. I'm sure the fox ate him. Oh, look! He's turned around so you can see his white tummy and white neck. He's nibbling from this side. He's still upside down.
Hello, hello. Huh.
I bet he'd like a bit of your pear. You're not going to give him any, but I bet he would. No, don't.
Mate.
What do you call him, mate?
Does he love pear?
Well, I think he probably would. Is it Anthony that called you mate?
No. I called him Tomato Face.
Tomato Face. Tomato Head, wasn't it?
We all went round to his house.
Sorry?
We went round to his house.
Yes.
His way was quite fat.
You went round to his house, what was quite fat?
His
woolly. His woolly? Oh, Thomas.
He was round to his house and he said, hello, Tomato Face.
Did he? Oh. Well, was that when we took his Christmas card round?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure it was Tomato Face and not Tomato Head?
It's Tomato Head.
Because I think, was it...
Have you seen his face?
Yes. I think it was Mr. Potato Head, wasn't it, in Buzz Lightyear? And Auntie loves Buzz Lightyear, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So I think it was Mr. Potato Head, but then they used to call you Tom Tomato, didn't they?
Tom Tomato, I think.
Was it Tomato Face? I think it was Tom Tomato Head.
Tom Tomato Face, but you bet, quick first, then your face.
Right, shall we carry on doing what we're doing?
Yeah.
Watch, that doesn't fall back, actually.
Oh,
what's happened?
Bill, did you sew my pair?
Did he? Well, he's certainly having a good feast on the nose, isn't he?
That was imagination.
What was imagination? I just imagined you dropped it there.
Can I still eat it?
Yes, it's fine. If we're out or you're somewhere like school where there's lots of people or in the shop.
No cheese made from here.
Right, don't eat things off the floor that you dropped there, but this floor is clean, I've only just done it. So, I'm still a bit confused as to where I am with you, Thomas.
Really?
I'm so confused as to where I am.
You're at Coffee Factory.
Coffee Factory. So, what happens with all the coffee beans? Do you keep some and sell them as coffee beans? You know the grinder we have in the kitchen?
Oh, yeah. I sell them.
You sell those? And do you grind others so that you can sell it as granules and powder?
I put new colour in. And then I turn blue, orange, green.
You put food colour in it? Mm. And they turn those colours? Oh, that sounds very strange. Do you think people would buy blue coffee?
Well, they don't know if it's blue. They all know it blue and green, but it's a box and they don't see if it's blue and green.
So they buy it just thinking they're buying ordinary coffee beans, and then when they get it home and pour the water on it, it looks like ink. It goes blue. Is that right? Oh, no. Do you not think they'd be cross? Don't you have the police after you, actually, Mr. Coffee Bean Man? Don't you?
You never know, it will be a coffee factory.
Are you having the other piece of pear now? Just try and talk while you're eating it, love. I know I don't usually make you talk when you're eating, but we're supposed to be having a conversation, aren't we?
But what? I was throwing beans right into his window.
You were throwing beans into whose window?
Someone's. Next door neighbours.
Right, next door neighbours.
No, it can't be that house, because the beans are out before, and it hasn't.
Sorry. You were throwing...
They thought it was factory that I'm in, and it is, but it didn't say coffee factory.
Oh, right. Well, I'm confused. What's throwing coffee beans at next door neighbour's house got to do with anything?
I've got to do something.
You've got to do something?
That's what the police did.
Oh, what's the police done?
You just
trod on your pile of coffee beans. Which are actually little bricks, aren't they? What's the police doing? I'm terribly confused now with coffee bean throwing and neighbours and police. And what's going on?
They caught me.
Throwing coffee beans at the next door neighbour's house?
Mm.
Oh, no. What did the police say to you when they caught you?
They'll stay there till Christmas.
And stay there till Christmas?
Mm.
Right. And what was it like? Were you in jail?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no. Did they lock you up in a cell?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
I'm glad they did that because I was back in the station and had beds with covers on.
You're glad they did that because it was an old fashioned police station with beds with covers?
Yeah.
So did you have a nice sleep while you were there?
Mm-hmm.
How many nights did you have to stay?
50
nights?
Mm.
That's
a bit ponky.
You're
getting a vacuum cleaner.
A bit ponky because it didn't have a vacuum cleaner.
Mm.
A bit ponky, as you call it.
Mm.
Stinky and pongy, ponky.
Pongy.
Pongy. Pongy. It didn't have a vacuum cleaner, so it was a bit messy and a bit dirty, was it?
Mm.
Oh dear, but you were there for nearly 2 months. That's quite a long time, isn't it?
Mm.
Well, I hope you learned your lesson and you won't throw blue coffee beans at next door's windows.
I think I'll do that next time. I hope it's green with the same beds.
But But surely, if you just want a good night's sleep and a nice bed with covers, you'd be better to stay out of trouble and just sleep in your own bed. Because in your own bed, it wouldn't be pongy, because when the room got dirty, you could clean it.
That's for the ice cream.
Has the scum gone? Mm. Oh, it started to rain now as well, and it gets a bit noisy in here when the rain starts, doesn't it?
Yeah. Come on. Make coffee.
Make coffee, right, well.
Just stop.
I thought I'd come here to have a look round, and I thought that part of the visit would be for you to make some coffee for me.
Oh, you make coffee for me, and then I make coffee for you to make home.
Oh, I see. Okay, so I experiment here, do I? And I learn how to make it here. And then you drink
it. If you do it wrong, I just put it into this.
Oh, I see. If I make it wrong, you'll just throw it in that blue bag, won't you? Mm. And then if you think I make a decent cup of coffee, you'll let me take some home so I can make some at home just the same. Is that right? Mm. And shall I tell my friends where I got it from and then come back to your coffee
bag? Take some cans to put... Take those cans.
To put the coffee in? Mm. Thank you very much. Oops, I'm going to drop my proper cup of tea then. So I'm just going to go next door and just see if the rain is too noisy. Because I wasn't quite sure whether it was just the rain or whether it's the rain and you crunching on your pan. I forgot to look at the time as well when I went through there, which was
I'm a good
nibbler. You are a good nibbler on your pan. You like that squirrel, aren't you? Right, so I've made some coffee. Here we are, look. This is the coffee I've made, Mr. Coffee Bean Man. Now, could you just see if that tastes nice? There we are, there's some more there. Just have a little sip of that and see what you think.
Dag.
Oh, you're not putting it in the bag. Is it not nice? Well, I'll tell you what then, you better make it for me. Show me how it's done properly.
Tastes a bit unusual.
Tastes unusual, does it?
There's a lot of cans, but only one can in. Then, there's a lot of these. Mm-hmm. And I have some chocolate.
Some chocolate in the coffee? Mm-hmm. Oh, makes it sound a bit strange. You said the other one was unusual. I think this is rather unusual.
Food cans, please.
Food cans. And then what do you do? Put some boiling water on it.
Yep. And then put that in.
Well, I think that looks like a jolly complicated cup of coffee. I think I might just
go. And then you keep put it into another jar.
Do you? And I think I might in future just go to the supermarket and buy a usual brand of beans. Put it in the grinder till it's ground coffee and put it in the decorator. What do you think?
It'll taste unusual.
If it tastes unusual, everything tastes unusual to you at the moment. Or I could just go and buy my usual jar of instant coffee. You know, the granules that we buy. And not even have to bother grinding coffee beans. Do you think that would be good?
Nope.
No?
There's not any shops.
There's not any shops?
Just the terminal snack.
Oh, right, okay.
There's no shops.
So it looks like I'm going to just have to get coffee from you. Oh, no, I'm sure
it's... Remember, there's no shops.
Oh no, but if you're giving me coffee now, I'm sure if I want some more, I can come back to you, can't I?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds nice with the chocolate in. You said it tastes unusual. That makes it sound very unusual, but it seemed like you had to put an awful lot of things in, Thomas. It's not a quick cup of coffee, is it?
Now I'm going to lift something up. This. Short, please. Red.
Yeah, speak up, Liv.
Shortbread.
Shortbread?
Mm.
You're not putting shortbread in the coffee, are you?
No, I make shortbread too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Goodness me, there's no wonder there aren't any shops nearby, because it sounds like you do everything and send it direct from the factory. Have you not thought about opening a little shop?
No.
No?
I haven't got any shelves.
You haven't any shelves?
Well, Mr. Truck.
Did you not buy some shelves to make a shop?
Of course I can't.
You can't? You're being cute on shelving.
There's no shelves.
Oh, of course, aren't I silly? Oh, I'm a silly mummy, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
Dear me.
Oh, could I use
this? Are there any cows nearby?
No.
I'm just thinking, I like milk in my coffee. If it was a cow, I could have got some milk. Are there no cows?
Well, lucky you, I make milk.
You make milk? I thought you were going to say you make cows. Do you have some cows on at your factory?
I just found them, one sleeping.
Oh, one sleeping? Oh yeah, see that big fluffy tabby cow that looks rather like Birdie. Is that the cow as I can see round there?
Yep.
With its head in its bottom and its collar up, it's got the same purdy.
We
have a cat just like that cow.
She won't be called Birdie.
No, what's she called? Daisy. Well, don't disturb the Thomas.
Milky looks.
I believe you get some milk out of it.
Well,
oh, Birdie, she likes drinking saucers of milk.
Yeah. It's what this cow likes.
What?
To drink orange juice.
Oh no, it's a strange cow. Where do you get orange juice from? Do you make that as well?
Yeah.
Thank goodness for that. What do you do, grow oranges and turn them into juice?
Yes, I do.
You have a good
taste of coffee.
Oh, that looks very nice, thank you.
Oh, you can't eat it.
Why?
You can't drink it. Because it's not been in the freezer.
Well, it needs to go in the freezer, does it?
Yeah.
Mmm, even stranger things. Isn't it?
I'll put it in the mill.
In the mill? Whoops, Daisy. That mill looks rather like a helicopter with its propellers.
Have you seen all the wires and screws,
maybe? Oh, that's a superb helicopter. It's got a see-through
it's
body.
It's not a helicopter.
What is it?
It's a grinder.
A grinder.
Coffee.
Oh, look, so I'm just explaining what it is. It's a helicopter with a see-through body. And you can see all the cogs and wheels and nuts and bolts that make it work.
Right. Now, take this grinder off. It's not really a special key.
Oh yes. Do you know how to wind it up and set it off?
Yep. Would you like to see?
Yes, please. When it sets off, you can watch all the cogs and wheels. Don't put it in Purdy's direction, please. You don't want to upset the cow, otherwise it might not milk any milk.
That's good.
Yes.
Thank you, Lisa.
Did you wind it up?
Yeah, I did. Unusual.
Well, everything's unusual today, so just try one of me to go. Oh, that's... Oh, it's banging into things. Ooh! It's like a budgie, you know, that little helicopter budgie. We've got a budgie pot, haven't we? Which is not really a helicopter, it's a coffee grinder, isn't it, today? Well, I think I should just have to go and cut the potatoes because the rain is really pelting down.
Mum, just get a knife and cut the coffee up.